Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. There are those who would wonder, when a human being channels, what is taking place, really? What is the awareness of the entity being channeled, if you want to call it an entity? And in these moments, I wish to discuss with you a little of that. But like these small introduction channels, there is more. My partner steps aside, his filters leave him, his biases go away. He is put in a beautiful place where there is no aging, there is no time. He hears what is being said, but he's not aware he's saying it. From the other side of the veil, the creative source, comes a beautiful energy, not an entity, but family, speaking with one voice that you call Cryon. It's an energy that is in love with humanity. It is not judgmental. And in these few moments, the family is spoken to from the source of family. And sometimes there's emotion. For my partner feels it. He feels the wind of change. He feels what I feel so often as Cryon. There is a tremendous energy shift on the planet. It's the reason I'm here. So many of you have heard about the new energy, but you've heard of it for 20 years. This is the new energy. There has been nothing like this. And it's not a surprise. All that we have been saying to you for these years, postured in love, have said, do not despair for what is going to happen, for so much of it will seem odd to you, fearful to you. Don't be afraid of things that change, even when they are so personal to you, light worker. That's what I want to talk about, as I often do in these precious few moments. I want to talk about what you've gotten used to. You've cognized and cemented as the way it should be. How many of you are using the intellectual part of your brain now to weigh what is taking place, weigh what it is, so that you'll know whether it's correct, not correct, truth or not truth? I'm going to tell you that that part of your brain is never going to tell you anything. Not really. Not really. For all it is going to do is weigh what you are used to and what you've been told. And this goes beyond that. You are never told about this, not really. And what you've been used to is going to be of no value at all. No value. If you're used to an old energy and you don't really know it's old and you've been calling it the new age and you feel you've been on the cutting edge of all of this for so long, there's a certain feeling. You go out to the vortexes and you put your hands together and you feel a certain thing. And when you go back there, that's what you look for. And if there was something higher than that being delivered to you on the vortex, do you realize you'd miss it? Because you're expecting the old energy the last time you're here. This is what I'm talking about. And I'm not talking about a vortex. I'm talking about life. Unexpected benevolent change is what we have been telling you is yours, dear ones, but it cannot be you with what you're used to. We've mentioned it before, there's a box of belief that surrounds you, all of you, What will you tolerate that is beyond it? How odd, strange, or different does it have to be before you'll slam the door and say, too strange? Healer, I know you're here. I know you know who I'm talking about. Things are starting to change for you. You're not losing it. I'm talking to somebody right now. You know who it is. You are not losing it. But you're expecting it to be the same, and that's the problem. It isn't. You've tuned to the old radio station, and there's a new frequency. And if you hover around the radio, turning the knob to get the old frequency, barely hearing it, there's going to be frustration and drama and even fear. You're losing it, and you're not. You take that knob and you twist it and find the new frequency, and that is a metaphor for your surrendering and getting rid of expectations that are old. What if I told you the entire platform of your spirituality is starting to shift? And dear ones, in that there is celebration here. There's an entourage that is coming into this room right now. They've waited a little bit for you to soften up. And it's going to be here for days. And if you ask how many, who are they? The answer is yes. Some of you will know. I don't have to explain that, because some of you will smell them, you'll know them, you'll recognize them. And they will be able to love you freely because you're going to allow it. And in that, I want you to open your heart to what follows. And I will say it again, as I've had so many times, what have you got to lose? What have you got to lose? If for a few moments or a few days, you'll let things in that are beyond your expectations. They're beyond what that bubble wants it to be. And we ask you to open the door a little wider to allow for things you cannot identify. And here's my promise to you, that if you let your heart open up, you're going to see it safe. Not only is it safe, it's going to feel so good and so different. You'll feel the arms of God around you no matter how you feel. Listen, there's other people I'm talking to right now. You're in trouble, and we know it. Do you think for a moment that the creative source and the light worker are separated? The only separation we have is you. If you close the door to us, we can't get through. If you open it up, you'll find out that we know everything about your life, everything you've been through, what you're going through right now, your fears, the drama. We've had our hand out all of this time. You've had the door shut. Do you know that? You want to know where God is? Here. Now. For you. It is a message of grandness. It doesn't get any better than this. But the human psyche is designed to analyze. Shut the doors, open the doors, figure it out. Just for a little while. Just for a little while. Stop figuring it out. You might leave here healed. The elusive healing that you haven't had. I'm talking to somebody else. You know who I'm talking to. You're here because you hope for it. Well, it's here. The entourage is cheering you now, because some of you are waking up to a very, very strong fact. You're not going to hear anything new from this stage. Not really. Not really. But we may hear some things new from you. This goes two ways. This goes two ways. Just for a moment, suspend time with me. Could this be real? A man in the chair, channeling from a source you don't recognize with a name that doesn't matter. But you can recognize it as home and real and for you. That's the goal. That's the message. And these days will enhance it if you let them. If you let it. I'm crying in love with humanity. And so it is.